Rave Radio. Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by Ingram Micro. And, of course, you can check out Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com. Today is Tuesday, June 30th. And, hey, I thought I'd take this chance to talk to you about my top things I saw at Infocom. And I'm certainly not going to cover them all because we're going to release our annual awards. Where we hand out about 30 different awards to companies that we think had the best products in each product category that covers the entire commercial AV industry. But in the meantime, I thought I would point out a few things that I think were just mind-boggling to me and blew me away. First of all, a brand new company called Neriva, and you can check them out at neriva.com, N-U-R-E-V-A.com, introduced a product called Span. You can go to our website at ravepubs.com, type in SPAM, S-P-A-N, and you'll be able to see a video we shot of it at Infocom. Not going to tell you much about it, but it's from the founders of Smart Technologies, and you need to go check this product out online. It will probably win our product of the year for the entire show. Second, Christie Digital did an amazing demo at Infocom. They have a product that they're working on that they're going to release sometime next year that allows you to do projection mapping on the side of a building using four projectors in less than 40 seconds. So basically, you don't have to do any special alignment. You just point the projectors at the building, and it does the alignment for you in 40 seconds. Yes, we did shoot a demo of this, and if you go to ravepubs.com, type in Christie, and you'll find the video. You can go to our Infocom microsite to speed it up. ravepubs.com/infocom2015. Then in the video search window on the left side of the screen, type in Christie and you'll find one of those videos that we shot at Christie's booth of that projection mapping software. It's amazing. Third, LED. LEDs everywhere. Last year's theme of the show was 4K. This year's theme was LED. Yes, 4K was everywhere, but LED dominated even 4K. Thinner, brighter, better colorimetry. Outdoor, indoor LEDs, LG impressed me with their 1.8 millimeter video wall LED, meaning the bezel's 1.8 millimeter. They claim that they might even be at 1.7 millimeter before they ship. You can see it if you go to LG.com, or of course you can go to ravepubs.com and type in LG and you'll see a video we shot of it at Infocom. And there's a whole lot more at the show, but you're going to have to wait for our awards to come out. Those are the top three things I saw during the show that blew me away, but there's a whole lot more. It's hard to separate three out because I saw 20 or 30 things that just were incredibly impressive. This was the best year for new technology. This was the best year for collaboration. This was the best year for 4K, and it was the best year for Infocom in the history of the show. Over 39,000 attendees set a record, and no question that Infocom will keep going back and forth between Las Vegas and Orlando for a long time. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next month.